Hello and welcome to the High Vibrational Life Podcast. This is Kimberly Kingsley, and this is a re-recording of the energy sensitivity episode that I did last week. There are some points that I wanted to make that I didn't fully make, in addition to the points that I did make. I'd like to talk about energy sensitivity, what it means to have energy sensitivity, and how to navigate it. Because so many of us are becoming energy sensitive. There are those who were born this way, and we had to maybe shut off that skill for a while. But it's always been there, and it's turning back on in full force as we open up on the inside and become increasingly clear. And in fact, the more clear and in our own flow and high vibrational, the greater the energy sensitivity that we experience. So first and foremost, energy sensitivity is a gift. It is a gift that increases over time, and it is there for a purpose. It is there to help us navigate and to grow and to evolve and to pivot when necessary. So I just like to go through the stages of energy sensitivity and what tends to happen when this very important skill and gift gets turned on or gets turned up. And if you've been through this or have spent a lifetime as a sensitive being, which I know many of you have, then this will be very familiar to you. Because often the first step of energy sensitivity is overwhelm. Life is a lot, not only sensory overload, but in terms of our own emotions and our empathy, picking up on the energy of others is simply a lot. Now, we are absolutely designed for it, and that's why we have that beautiful thing called the nervous system. And what happens is we pick up information, which is energy. So energy and information from our environment through our senses, and our nervous system sends this information to the brain where we make sense of it. And so the first thing that we experience is often overwhelm. But as we acclimate to increasing energy and information running through our nervous system, we become more adept at interpreting everything that we encounter. So for example, very often when we increase in our vibration, and when we increase in our inner openness, that is that the channel between our gut, heart, and brain is opened up. And so energy starts flowing again. The first thing that tends to come up is stuff that we've been holding on to. For example, things that you know deep down but haven't wanted to look at. Things that you can no longer tolerate from other people, potentially from a job, or potentially from yourself in terms of thoughts and old habits. And often, old emotion that we've been carrying for a very long time. This is the first thing that comes to the surface for clearing. And as I said, the more clear we become, the more high vibrational we become, the more we flow. In other words, the more energy that's able to fluidly move through us, the more energy sensitive we become. So of course it makes sense that as we crack open from the inside, that the first layer of energy that's going to move through is the stuff that's been stored. So how do we manage that? How do we actually allow it to move through without either getting very overwhelmed or very shut down? And the answer to that is to hold our flow channel. That means hold the tension between over-expressing and under-expressing, which could also be viewed as suppressing. So holding the tension between perhaps exploding or having a meltdown or shutting down and zoning out. On either side, we could engage in distraction and compulsive activities to help us numb out. So as we hold our flow channel, this perfect balance between expression and containment, a space is created through which even the denser, old, perhaps stored energies can start to slowly transmute and move through us. Now we know that in order for the energy to move through us, it has to become a little bit refined, and it has to go through this alchemical process where we actually feel it, where it moves through our awareness as it becomes more refined. And so sometimes this is quite uncomfortable in the beginning. So I used to tell people in my early days of being an energy coach, I would say, sit on your hands. Literally, sit on your hands as these uncomfortable energies try to move through. Because when we sit on our hands, we can't default to our original and primary coping skill, which might be to have an outward meltdown or an inner collapse. So just holding the tension, not indefinitely, but maybe for 5 minutes longer than you normally would. So maybe you would normally go jump on your phone or call someone or get a snack, or who knows, there are any number of things that we might normally do to escape feeling the way we feel. And I'm all for healthy distraction, by the way. It's not that we need to sit and torture ourselves. It's more like we need to not engage in our typical coping skill. As we do this, even once or twice or three times, we increase our capacity for flow. So a piece of old energy moves through us, or multiple pieces of old energy move through us, and all of a sudden, we have a greater capacity to feel things. And so our energy sensitivity has a place to go. And so there are a number of skills that we refine as we go. Because the goal is to be a clear flow channel and to live in real time. So the goal is to allow everything old to move through us so that we can just pick up on new energy moment by moment and do what we do, go through the four steps of flow, four steps of energy wellness, which of course are presence. So we receive the energy, we integrate the energy by feeling it, integrity or transformation, we direct the energy toward right action, which opens us up even further so that we flow more because we have greater mastery. If nothing else, greater mastery to channel energy and increased energy sensitivity, an increased ability to interpret the energy within our body as intuition. Energy sensitivity is such a tremendous gift that if we can just get through this initial hurdle, it works in our favor by steering our flow. It is only by being energy sensitive that we are empowered to make the choice to either go in one direction or the other. And that's what flow is all about. It's not about controlling energy. It's not even about controlling momentum or controlling our experiences or controlling outcomes. It's about controlling where we choose to direct our energy, what we choose to think, what we choose to say, and what we choose to do. One of the greatest skills that we can master when it comes to energy sensitivity and flow is the ability to refrain from making a story out of what we experience and what we feel. Because as we move toward greater flow, we find that everything, absolutely everything we encounter is feedback. And sometimes it's feedback that we don't really want to look at. Because life at its best, at its highest vibration, is about constantly putting ourselves out there and receiving feedback from that expression and refining and innovating and curating our expression. In an ideal world, we're having fun with this. We're viewing life as a creative process that has nothing to do with our self-worth or capacity to be a good person or our talent. Nothing like that. It's all about humility, actually, and our willingness to align with life's design, which is flow. Which means that we receive what we receive, we digest it the best we can, we direct it, and then we express ourselves in whatever way feels right. And we keep doing this over and over again. And as we move through old energies, suppressed emotion, this process actually accelerates so that we become more, not less, energy sensitive. More, not less, intuitive. And more, not less, able to navigate our lives in a way that's high vibrational. So I wanted to just reiterate that energy sensitivity is a gift, and it's a gift that comes with inner openness. And it is the ability to interpret and direct our energy as we see fit without adding a heavy story onto it. And something beautiful happens when we're able to do this, when we're able to practice this. Not every time, because no one is perfect. But when we are able to practice this more frequently, the layer of our mind that is filled with fixed belief and a fixed identity becomes increasingly transparent. And so our mind loses its ability to hold us back. And so whereas energy may be used to stop at the level of the mind, when it reached the point where we would say, no, I'm not good enough. It's too scary. I don't think they're going to like it. Now there's nothing there to hold ourselves back. So if we can embrace the feeling of putting ourselves out there and the feeling of not getting it right all the time, and we can just accept that life is a constant iteration and a constant refinement as we move toward ever-increasing expression, because we never really get there. And that's by design. No one ever arrives at perfect. So this is the gift of energy sensitivity. It's feedback. It keeps us in our flow. It helps us to express ourselves in new and creative ways. And it buffs out all that's in the way of our energy moving through us. I will just remind you at this point that a really nice thing we can do for ourselves is to be selective about what we put our attention on. Because if we put our attention on lower vibrational energies, they tend to get into our flow channel, and we have to process those along with our own energy. So realizing that we're energy sensitive, everybody is, but we're attuned to it at greater and lesser degrees. Realizing this, we want to just be careful about what we bring into our flow channel. Why have to process more than life already gives us? There's quite enough, I would say. So be kind to yourself. Know that being energy sensitive is a gift. Not everyone is going to love it because it means that you express yourself more. It means that you change directions when you need to. It means that you feel abundantly, and you care. You care so much. So honoring energy sensitivity as a gift of flow and a gift of living in real time, being in real time, experiencing the moment as it arises. We honor it, we embrace it, and we use it to keep going. I hope this helps encourage you on your path toward being you. Take good care, and until next time, be well.